fans. GM Dwayne here with our next part in our Volume 2 Player Interludes. We check in on our favorite Twi'lek Tinkerer.
Anarchy's Log. The day after yesterday, but the day before tomorrow. It's okay, time's not real. So it's been a long year, I think. A lot of stuff has happened, and I have made a bulleted list in order of appropriate dramatic escalation, so I can experience a full range of emotions when I inevitably forget about this and have to look back on this to remind myself. Our museum visit in Nar Shaddai was successful, and I managed to retrieve the FR3Z android for my personal use. Now, Mr. Freeze is a second set of hands on the surgery slab, and my personal accountant to manage all those funds that the crime bosses of Nar Shaddai so generously donated to my cause following their demise at the hands of the weird ceiling vandal during the auction. I have to remember to keep an eye on that one. Anyway, as things were settling down afterwards, I decided to do a little bit of research on that sad stone that rustled mine and Skip's Jimmy's quite so thoroughly. And one night I had this strange sensation that I should look in that old grimoire the Bog Witch gave me back on Week. As I was looking through it, I found some sort of ritual or alchemic formula for long-distance communication. And so I put a bunch of weird crap in a pot and set it on fire, and then, boom, ghost. And it was the ghost of the Bog Witch. And she was like, "Anarchy, I died doing Bog Witch things. Now you must take my place." And I was like, "Ooh, I'll take all the perks and none of the responsibility." And she did not say no. So, that's still a little bit up in the air. But ever since then, she's been instructing me a little bit on the Force. Like, the mumbo-jumbo type Force. That, what's his face? Windstalker, the wizard back on Week used, but a little bit more alchemical, easier for me to wrap my head around than just, you know, flow of the universe type stuff. So I've been learning. I think Skip's been learning some of it too, but his method is a little more intuitive, I think would be the way to refer to it as. It's making him kind of mopey though. So, I don't know. Keeping an eye on that too. Oh no, I skipped it. What's the point of making this damn list? So, the middle point was supposed to be that I now have tentacles. The same metallic tentacles I was trying to develop back when I was running with Quinn Doric. Fortunately, now with Mr. Freeze around, he was able to perform the surgery instead of me having to perform complicated surgery on myself, which I can do, but it has certain risks. So now I am the brand new owner of 4. Brand spanking new. Insert space metal. Tentacles. I mostly use them to manipulate dangerous substances and get around. They're not quite strong enough to be used for combat or heavy duty type lifting, but they serve their purpose for now, and I can always upgrade them later. I did have to install a certain implant to help regulate the synaptic input to make sure that I don't suddenly become confused as to which are my limbs and which are my metallic limbs. It did take quite a toll, and recovery was long, so should I wish to do this in the future, I think it will require some extensive recuperation, which we don't have the time for, because, oh, that's right, I have it underlined here, a space war between the Sith and the Jedi. So that's a thing that I'm not super interested in. I'm not interested in the war, but the Jedi do seem to be very intimate with these kyber crystals. If nothing else, they make for very interesting power sores for a whole lot of toys. Particularly Wowser. As impressive as Wowser is, the tech with which it was built is still rather primitive. And something befitting a Wowser should be quite large in scale. Not this model, though it certainly is of a chonky variety. I'm hoping to procure an isolated and properly equipped manufacturing facility to be able to bring Wowser back to its rightful glory. But, you know, that's a little ways in the making, and trying to keep that on the down low as much as possible. That's all I had written down that I can find anyway. So let's go over, keep an eye on that weird ceiling vandal on Nar Shaddaa. Find a place for a robotics factory. I put Mr. Freeze in charge of starting some kind of shell corporation to make more money. So, I mean, that's their job. I can't be bothered. I have more important things to do. Like being a new bog witch. Very interesting. I'm excited. I can squeeze things with my mind. In retrospect, no one should have ever trusted me with that power. But they did, and no givesies backsies.
Thanks for listening to the Flight Risk Podcast. If you liked what you heard, please head over to the podcast service of your choice and leave us a review. Every review helps more people find the show. If you want to help the show out, please spread the word on social media. You can find us on Twitter at Flight Risk Pod and on Facebook. If you want to help us in a monetary fashion, you can head over to Patreon and help support the show.